Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brought to you by Michigan Lottery. The Wings have won 3 straight games and are now 8-3 after a shootout win over the Kings last night. They'll look to improve on that record tonight when they face goalie John Gibson's former team in the Anaheim Ducks. Hear the faceoff from the West Coast at 10 p.m. right here on 97.1. It's a big weekend in college football. Michigan hosts Purdue tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Michigan State is at Minnesota for a 3:30 kick. We also have an update on the Board of Trustees meeting in East Lansing this morning. We can confirm that the board approved a motion to scale back the previously agreed upon Spartan Gateway Project. The approval, per the official meeting motion, reads, quote, "This revised vision emphasizes creating a vibrant hub that fosters community and engagement with a stronger focus on retail, office space, dining, and housing. Additionally, we will explore opportunities to utilize existing facilities to support Olympic sports, aligning with current strategic priorities," unquote. Per that verbiage, it appears that MSU has removed the plans for a reported $150 million Olympic sports arena and will use current facilities to operate Olympic sports such as gymnastics and wrestling. The board also approved Spartan Ventures. Per Pete Thamel's description, he says, following the lead of Clemson and others to form an independent company outside the athletic department with a focus on maximizing revenue. Jonathan Smith and the Spartans are looking to avoid their 4th consecutive loss when they take on Minnesota tomorrow. Also, the Pistons in Mexico City this weekend. That's a 10 p.m. tip against the Mavericks tomorrow. And the Lions return after 12 days off. With the bye, they face the Vikings from Ford Field at 1 o'clock on 97.1. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Shabath. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or visit odyssey.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. Happy Halloween, everybody. Got a couple questions about Halloween. We'll get to a little bit later on. If I Bet It coming up today at 1:38. We also will talk to the Birch Kid, our Lions insider, at 12:45 here on Carson Anderson. Let's get back to your open line call. Steve is next on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hey.
So I think we're both suffering from SOW, but I think my meds need to be adjusted a little more than yours, because on Monday night after St. Louis scored in the first, like, I think it was like, what, 40 seconds in the game?
Yeah, it was early.
I turned off the TV and I chucked my remote. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not getting drawn in this early. And then I woke up the next morning and it wasn't even a West Coast game. And we had won 5-3. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay. Maybe. I want to believe, but I don't. Like, I don't want to get sucked in, you know, and be like, I believe. And then, you know, have the rug pulled.
Yeah, first of all, so people know what happened. Gator, just joining on the radio, Gator turned off the Red Wing game last night in overtime. when the Kings scored what appeared to be the game winner, the goal got overturned. The Wings run in a shootout. SOW, you're worried they're same old Wings, and you're turning off games in the first minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On an 8 o'clock start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Or 8:30 or whatever it was, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm guilty.
Hey, man, it's not the what is it, the March of Month? What do we call it? The Munch of Marth?
Munch of Marth.
It's not the Munch of Marth yet, which is where they've really struggled. And as Gator said earlier, he's going to wait. I mean, this is right here with Rudge Escher. He was going to wait till the Munch of Marth.
I probably can't do that, though. Because I say, like, 30 games seems like I should be enough, but that's going to be the Munch of Marth.
That's when he'll totally buy in, when they make it through the Munch of Marth.
Yeah, because typically it would be 30 games, but because of what's happened with the Munch of Marth the last three seasons, I got to wait for the Munch of Marth.
Yep. All right, let's get back to some football here. Although we got this on Twitter. Gator, you're not alone. I turned it off as Ken Daniels was recapping the OT loss to a Western Conference team and not an Eastern Conference team. Was content with the 1 point. I found out at 7 a.m. they won in the shootout. That's from Michael. Thank you, Michael. Let's get to what we promised. So John Morton, the offensive coordinator of the Lions. The listen to the coordinator's talk's a lot of fun because I think both these guys are pretty damn insightful. But the topic of JMO's been a hot topic this week. And I'm not sure, you know, this sounds like, I don't know how much of this is driven by fantasy football or people who prop bets on JMO, but we've gotten calls about it. We've gotten texts about it. It's come up. So I came up with John Morton yesterday, the offensive coordinator, when he met with the media. Are you going to get JMO more involved was a question. And we also have the follow-up, right? We have the follow-up, Kang, so you can hear more on this. Here's what he had to say about getting JMO more involved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay.
So that is the same Johnny Morton to play for the Lions with Herman.
No, a different one.
But he said he played the same position.
Yeah, he might have, but he was not the same guy. Don't confuse the audience, man. You're going to confuse people. So a couple things about that. I love the no divas. The Lions no divas. That he doesn't complain. And, you know, this is one of the things, when you look around the league, and that position lends itself, right? That position lends itself to complaining about not getting the football. And one of our guys who isn't getting the football, maybe as much as some others, isn't complaining about it. And I fell in love with the saying, keep the main thing, which is winning the games. And you kind of hope that if you win, if your team wins and keeps winning, that everyone will be rewarded. Now, does this mean people, I almost feel like this is a direct call out to fantasy football owners. Don't bench JMO just yet. But that's the OC. What'd you make of what he had to say?
I think it's interesting because it sounds like he was asked a direct question about that. So he's addressing it. And I think it's a tough job for the OC and the quarterback to keep everybody healthy. Or healthy happy. And happy, I should say, when you've got that many playmakers on the team. So it's just a matter of fact stuff, and he's saying all the right things you're supposed to say. Look, he's a great teammate. He just works hard. He doesn't care. And to Jamison Williams' credit, he doesn't care at all. At least that's what he said publicly.
Yeah, he's not getting in the way.
What did he say? I ain't frustrated at all, bro. Okay.
We have some sound from J-Mo too, right, Kang? Sorry. I'm not saying go to it yet. I'm just confirming. Okay, so we'll play that for you a little bit later on. More from John Morton as well. Like, are you trying to create more deep shots? Hear what he had to say today at 11:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.